Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Chag of Pesach based on the Sefer HaNiflav Me'od, Pachad Yitzchak by Rav Yitzchak Kuttner Zatzal. In Maimer Ayin Beis, Rav Kuttner discusses a very interesting insight that he had into the Haggadah. It says, V'yumisaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim koloso alayla, that we know the five Zekanim were sitting in Bnei Brak, and they spent the night talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim the whole night. Koloso alayla. Now it doesn't say that they did it on the 15th of Nisan. It says they did it all night. Why doesn't the Pasuk say they did it on the 15th of Nisan? So it's clear that this terminology of Koloso Alayla is referring to the Pasuk, Hu Alayla Zeh. The Pasuk says in Shmos, Perek Yedveis, Pasuk Membeis, Hu Alayla Zeh. That this night is supposed to be a Leil Shemurim. So based on that Pasuk, the Baal HaGadah wrote, V'hayu Mesabrim V'tziyas Mitzrayim, Koloso Alayla. Al Mishkala, in the same way that it says in the Pasuk, Hu Alayla Zeh. However, we still have to understand why the Baal HaGadah, the person who wrote the Haggadah, wanted to base himself on this Pasuk. Why couldn't he just say, Tezva Benisa Meseda, so we have a source. But why use specifically this source? So in order to understand this, we first have to ask another question. And that is, this question was asked by the Mishkanas Yaakov, many others, that the rabbis who were being misabri, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Koloso Alayla, hold that the Pesach can only be eaten till Chatzos. If you compare this story, the rabbis mentioned in this story, and their shitas elsewhere, you'll see that they hold that the Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos. So if the Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos, then Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is also only till Chatzos. And if Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is only till Chatzos, then how can you tell me they were misabri, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Koloso Alayla? What's the point? It's mashmah they were kind of mitzvah all night by talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. According to them, there is no mitzvah. There's only a mitzvah until Chatzos. So to answer this question, we have to tell you a Ramban. A Ramban in the Pasuk of Hu Alayla Azeh Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael Adorosim writes, what does it mean, Shimurim? What's the Shimurim? That we are supposed to guard this night to serve Hashem, to eat the Pesach, and to remember the miracles. Now, when the Ramban says that we have to serve Hashem this night by eating the Pesach, he is not getting involved in the Machlokas Tanoim, when is this Zman Achilas HaPesach? Is this Zman Achilas HaPesach until Chatzos? Or is this Zman Achilas HaPesach until Amid HaShachar? Aye, it says all night. The Ramban is telling us that the Pasuk says we serve Hashem all night. Part of serving Hashem all night is eating the Pesach. Some people say that only lasts until Chatzos. And others say that it lasts until the morning. That's vis-a-vis Achilas HaPesach. However, when we talk about Zikaron HaNisim is something else. Zikaron HaNisim, in the Lashon of Rav Kuttner, Hu Gufa Avoda Atzma de Leil Shimurim. That is the very Avoda itself of Leil Shimurim. Because if all the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach are only until Chatzos HaLayla, so what sort of Leil Shemurim do you have? It's not any Leil Shemurim all night? It's only until Chatzos? So we must say that when it says Leil Shemurim, the Ramban says to serve Hashem, La'avod l'fanav, b'achilas Pesach v'zechiras ha'nisim. So achilas Pesach is a machlokas. However, the zechiras ha'nisim is going to be all night. And that's what makes it a Leil Shemurim. That there's a chiyuv to be zocher ha'nisim all night. This night is, as the Ramban said earlier, mekudesh lishmo. It's holy for Hashem to remember the miracles all night. That's why it's holy. So you're right, part of the avodah is also to eat the Korban Pesach, that's true. However, what makes it a Leil Shimurim is the all-night aspect that everybody would hold, that the Pasuk is telling us that you have to be Misapri Yitzias Mitzrayim Koloso Alayla. So we see from this that besides the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim that we learn from the Pasuk of the Higadita, and the Kiyom is in the Guf Maisa Sipur, when we're Misapri Yitzias Mitzrayim, so there's an additional Chiyuv, that this night has to be a Leil Shimurim. How is it a Leil Shemurim that we guard, that we're careful this night to remember the miracles? And then it would emerge then, according to this Chiddush, that when we say that Mitzvah Sisipur Yitzrayim is Talui B'Zman Achilas Matzah, and that if the Zman Achilas Matzah is Til Chatzos, only Sipur Yitzrayim is also only in Til Chatzos, that has only been Ogea B'Chiyuv that emerges from the Pasuk of Yigadat HaLevincha. There it says, Ba'avu Zeh, B'shal Sheitz Matzo Mar Munachim Lefanecha. There, you're only eating the, you're only being misaper Yetzias Mitzrayim as long as there are the other mitzvahs of the night. Matzah maror, and that's only going to be until Chatzos. However, the obligation to make this night a Leil Shimurim has no limitation of Chatzos. And that's Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pasuk says that Hu HaLaila HaZeh Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'dolosa. That this night, mashma the whole night, is Shimurim for all the Jewish people, for the generations. That we have to guard this night to make it holy, to do the Avoda. And what is that? That's the Chivas HaNisim, and that's going to be all night. So now we have two dinim in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have one, the Guf Maisa Sipur, and we have two, to make it a Leil Shimurim, to guard this night, to serve Hashem, to remember the Nisim. And now we've answered the Mishkanos Yaakov's question, in other Acharonim, that the Tanoim, in the story in Bnei Brak, held that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Tochatzos. So what business did they have being Misapur all night? What was the purpose? And the answer is to be Mekayim the Pasuk of Hu HaLaila HaZeh Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael. And since that's the Pasuk that they were basing themselves on, says Rav Huttner so majestically and so beautifully, that that is also the language that we use, V'ayim Misabrim Yitzias Mitzrayim Kolosu HaLaila. They were Misabrim Yitzias Mitzrayim that whole night, not Tesvav B'nisam, Kolosu HaLaila. I'll smach the Pasuk, Hu alayla azeh, shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael. Kol oso alayla, hu alayla azeh, the same type of lashon. Because it's telling us that the reason they were doing it is to be mekayim this pasuk of shimurim. In other words, that's the, he's meramis to us, the Baal HaGadol is meramis to us, the teretz to the kasha. Why were they misaper all night? Are they whole that it's only till chatzos? The answer is, hu alayla azeh, kol oso alayla. That they're doing it mitzad the pasuk of Leil Shimurim, that we have to sanctify this night, guard it, to make it to serve Hashem, to remember His nisim, and that the kulei alma pshuto shel mikra is an all night job. So that is one very beautiful insight of the Pachad Yitzchak, and now we are going to get to another one. This is in Maimer Chav Dalet, a kurze shtickel, as they say, a short piece of Torah. There's a machlokas in the Gemara and Brachas between Ben Zom and the Chachamim if we're maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Limos HaMashiach. Do we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim even in the times of Mashiach? Now, from the Pashtus Haloshon of the Maharal, when he explains this machlokas, it's mashma, that according to the opinion that we don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the times of Mashiach on a nightly basis, the same would apply to mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach. They go together. If you don't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim nightly, Limos HaMashiach, then you don't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach either, Limos HaMashiach, according to that opinion. However, Rav Huttner says that it would seem that not everybody agrees to this. Why? Because the Monei HaMitzvos, those who enumerate the 613 mitzvahs, omit this mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day from the cheshbon of the mitzvahs. Even though everybody holds that there's a mitzvah every day to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why then do they omit it? The answer is because we paskin that maskir and Yetzias Mitzrayim balelos, that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. And as we see from the Gemara, if you're mentioning, it says, L'man tizkoros yom tzeis chomer tzuzayim kol yimei chayach, yimei chayach hayam, yim kol yimei chayach alelos, that from one Jerusha we learn that it's even at night. And then according to the other opinion, from the where the first opinion learns that you read it at night, the other opinion learns, kol yimei chayach alahavi limos ha-mashiach. So it's Hava HaTalia. If you're mentioning it at night, then you're not mentioning it Limos HaMashiach. Because they use the same word for the Jerusha. So if you're mentioning it at night, you're not mentioning it Limos HaMashiach. And the Rambam already was Mashrish in his Sefer HaMitzvos in the Sharashim, that any mitzvah that we know is not eternal is not going to be part of the Tayag Mitzvos. That's in the third Sharash in the Sharashim for the Sefer HaMitzvos. And since we see that this mitzvah v'tzipriyasiyas Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan is included in the Tayag mitzvahs, from here we can infer that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is not going to be mentioned Limos HaMashiach, nevertheless, the Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim of Leil Pesach will be mentioned Limos HaMashiach. In other words, why did the Rambam not mention the Sibri Yetzias, the nightly Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim and his minyan mitzvahs? The answer is because it's not going to be around forever, because we are not going to be Mesaper Limos HaMashiach. And since we're not going to be Mesaper Limos HaMashiach, since there's a time when it's not going to be Noheg, it is not enumerated in the 613 mitzvahs. And yet, despite the fact that the nightly Yetzias Mitzrayim is not going to be Limos HaMashiach, and that's why the Rambam doesn't mention it in the 613 mitzvahs, because the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah to mention it at night, but since it's not going to be Limos HaMashiach, it doesn't get into, it doesn't make the cut, it doesn't make it into the 613, even though it's a mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Rambam holds that Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim of Leil Pesach is in the Tayag mitzvahs. So if that's the case, it must be, the Rambam holds, that Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach will be Noheg Limos HaMashiach. So we have to understand this. Since we have a pasuk in the Gemara from Yirmiyahu that there are going to be days that come that we're no longer going to be talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going to be talking about the latest Gula. So why does that pasuk only apply to the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim of all year round and not the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim of Leil Pesach? So again, to review the question, the Gemara says as a machlokas if we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim Limos HaMashiach. The Rambam doesn't mention that there's a nightly mitzvah to be Mesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why not? We said the answer is because this mitzvah, if it's Noeg at night, it's not Noeg Limos HaMashiach. So we admit that it's definitely Noeg at night, but that means it's not Noeg Limos HaMashiach, and that's why it doesn't get into the Tayag mitzvahs. But if that's, and why doesn't it get into the Tayag mitzvahs? Because there's a pasuk that says that Lasid Lava, we're not going to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. We're going to talk about the latest Geula. But if that's the case, why then does the Rambam yes enumerate the mitzvah of talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach? What's the difference between the two? We should also forget on Leil Pesach to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's just talk about the Geula. In order to answer this, Refutner says beautifully, the Gemara talks about why we don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim Limos HaMashiach. Why? Because it's a mashal, somebody goes on the road, and all of a sudden he meets a wolf. And he's safe from the wolf, and he tells everybody, whoa, how I was safe from that wolf. Woo-hoo! And then afterwards he meets a snake. And he's safe from the snake. And then he tells everybody, the mice and nisim, how he's safe from the snake. So the Gemara says that the later tzaris make the earlier tzaris forgotten. He's so busy with the latest Yeshua, with the latest salvation, he forgets the earlier ones. So too, Limos HaMashiach. We're going to be so arangitan, we're going to be so involved in the Geula Asida, in the Mashiach aspect of our Geula, we're going to forget the earlier tzaris. So if that's the case, Teinach b'zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all year round, that we have to remember what happened in the past, and the Nelam, the Tzar of Mitzrayim with respect to the latest Tzaris, are going to be forgotten. We're going to forget the Tzaris Rishonos because we're going to remember the Tzaris Achronos and how Hashem redeemed us. Masha Ein Kein Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of the 15th of Nisan. There's a Chova that we have to see ourselves as if we're going out now. That is part of the chiyuv of Sipur on the Leil Tesvav, as it says in Pesachim Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis, in the member of Rava, that when you're Mesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to see yourself as if you are going out of Mitzrayim. Hence, you are not talking about an earlier geula. Rather, you're talking about something that's happening right now. The latest, the most current geula is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So all year long, we remember what happened in the past. And then Kimp Mashiach Zeiten, we're not going to have to remember the past anymore, we're going to forget about it because we're going to be thinking about the latest geula. And therefore, the Zechira of all year round will no longer apply. And that's why the Rambam didn't enumerate it in his Taryag. But the Zechira of Leil Tesvav is a completely different Zechira. We're not remembering the geula that was. We are remembering the geula that is right now. Kilu hu yatsa mimitzrayim. As Rav Huttner concludes the Maimer, Dila olam havi yetzias mitzrayim ha'acharona biyoser. It's the latest. The latest geula is always going to be yetzias mitzrayim on Leil Tesvav. On Leil Tesvav. That's right now I'm experiencing the geula. How could I have forgotten it? It happened right now. Something to forget. I only forgot the earlier geulas. The latest one I remembered. And only on Leil Tesvav, it's the latest geula. So beautiful. And from this you saw that so many matters can be explained when you understand the difference between the Zechira of Tesvav and the Zechira of all year round. First of all, it's a famous question. What's special about Zechira and Leil HaSeder? This is maybe the most famous Seder question. We're Zochir Yetzias Mitzrayim every night of the year. And one answer is all year round we remember what happened in the past. And on Leil Pesach we remember what's happening now. As a matter of fact, I even heard recently a nice idea that our Zechira of all year round is really based on the quality of our Zechira on Pesach. To the extent that we live it on Pesach, the rest of the year we're remembering back to our Pesach. That's the last time we left Egypt. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that you have to live with Shabbos biz Friday afternoon. Until Friday afternoon you're living with the previous Shabbos. It has to carry over. In the same way, we're living Yetzias Mitzrayim when it's happening. We're mamish living it. We're living Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then, all year long, when you remember, you're remembering back to Pesach. Your Pesach has to last you the ganze yor. So according to this, even though in the Maharal it's mashma, that according to the opinion that you're not maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim lasid lavo, the same applies to Leil HaPesach, that you're not maskir lasid lavo ever. According to the Moneh HaMitzvahs, who are Moneh, Leil Pesach, and are not Moneh, the Rambam, he doesn't enumerate the mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim nightly. So the Rambam holds there's a chiluk. And the chiluk is explained that yes, it's a mitzvah every night. However, since it's not noig lasid lavo, it's not enumerated in the 613. But Leil Pesach, Leil Tesvav is going to be lasid lavo. Why? Because there's nothing to forget. Only tzaris that we forget, we don't talk about lasid lavo. But the tzaris of the geula of now, that we have to do on Leil Tesvav, that we experience every year, that's the latest geula. We also understand why we say Hallel. Everybody says the time to say Hallel is during the day. When does a Jew say Hallel at night? And it's an often a Mishnah on Megillah and Daf Chaf Lamed Beis. Kol Hayom Kasher L'Kriyas HaHallel. So what business do we have saying Hallel at night? The answer is it's a spontaneous Hallel. We just experienced a miracle. Doesn't have the normal status of Hallel. It happened. We had a miracle, so let's celebrate it. Spontaneous. It's not something that we planned out. Maybe it's already printed in your Haggadah, but that's only because they know that you're about to have this geula. So the Mishnah says that you only mention Hallel. So you only say Hallel during the day. That's to commemorate the past, to celebrate the past. But the present, if you break out in song, Adarabu, Kavaldik, you can do that at night as well. Many other inyanim are explained with this yisod, and that's really the avod of Leil Pesach, to live it, to experience it, and we should be zelchem et Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya to all of the oros of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim arena leflos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be goal as acharis kureishis, b'karo b'yameinu, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.